Mankind began when Qiang Yuan poured wine to the west sun encircling air, and against barrenness trod the sky's spore. Then, as a sudden fragrance funneled in and to its due place, a thunderbolt took body there to be, and on Hu Qi, whom she bare on his day, and suckled presently. Saith legend, was full moon, and effortless the first birth was as a lamb's. No pain, no strain, slit, rent, inauspice of the happy spirit in the child. The upper sky unstill, unslaked by sacrifice, intent on this kindling birth, and by tradition he was cast away in narrow lane to lie, suckled between the legs of kine and hues. There be to attest that he was cast away in flat forest, wherein the woodman found, hacking at trees, Hu Qi upon the ground, and on cold ice, warmed by a bird's plumes, till the bird took flight, whereon he howled to welkin with such a might of sound, it filled the wood paths and the forest around. Then crept aloft to the hill paths of Qi, and to high crag, whereon to eat and mouth planted broad beans, which gave leaf suddenly. Rice was his servant, ripe, more ripe. Hemp and wheat stood over the fields like tent cloths. Melons gat laughing brood. Was Hu Qi's harvest mutual process? Hauked out thick choking grass, put in the sound yellow grain that squared to husk, filled out its sleeve to full as it would burst the ears, unmolding and tasteable, bent there with weight of head durable. So had in tie his stead, from him we have first-class seed, our classic grain, blacks, doubles, reds and whites, to keep blacks, doubles, they be stacked afield. Red and white yield, we bear aback to barn or shoulder high. Wherefore, who made the right eclept return? What is our right become traditional? Some haul, some take from mortar, winnow or tread, some soak or sift with ever-shifting sound, and boil till steam and rising fumes abound. Some turn to augury, or plunge in thought, and kindle southern wood with moon-like fat, leading the ram to crossroad sacrifice, on spit to turn, heating the seeds afield to ensure next year full harvest yield. From heaped plate and clay dish the odors rise to please, in season, the power above the skies by their far-reaching smell that fits the time. Hootsie began these rites, the folk of Chow unblemished have maintained them until now.